Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for service professionals and chiropractors. We're fusing everything together. Booking automations in general, that's what this podcast is going to be all about. Get your pen and paper and listen up for this one: how to automate bookings in your office. We are in 2024. It's automation booking, I mean, makes perfect sense. Many of you already do this. You have an online platform where your patients can click on and book an appointment. Regular patients can book their regular appointments, and even new patients can request for a new appointment. You can filter this any way you like, and every doctor has their peculiar way of doing this, and that's perfectly fine. So you may like new patients to be able to click, pick a time, get the paperwork, submit it all before you've even met them or talked to them, and then call them up and confirm it. There's ways to do that where you have it directly on your website through maybe a third party like ReviewWave. They do a great job. Or maybe through your Contact Us page on your website where those go through. I highly recommend, if you have a Contact Us page, to have a bot form clearing. So at the bottom where they have to type in like a weird six-digit code, or to check a box and saying, I'm not a bot, something to so you don't get the bots. Because once the bots start on your website, it can get out of control. You get a bunch of spam websites or spam mail from that. So I highly recommend that. Most people have it. Most of my clients that these are the first things I check when I start working with you is your website and all. And I do a full clearing on all that and send you a list of recommendations of what I think should be changed, you know, immediately for free with your webmaster. And those are things that we do. And those are the first things that we do there, making sure we're just eliminating the bots from our Contact Us form. Otherwise, aside from that, you should just be getting those Contact Us forms filled, sent to your inbox. Your CA, your front desk, or your manager is ending up calling them. They have a system to do that. I know you know what you're doing there. That's the easiest way to do it. So some of you may want to look into automatic bookings through things like ReviewWave, SCED, TrackStat, where you hire one of these platforms and they integrate right into your website where people can do it. We've used all of them. A nice little two-button system. They click the button. If they're an existing patient, it's all HIPAA compliant because they had to create a username and password. The username is their email. Password is the password that they use. And SCED has a slick little app where people can just use their phone. And once they're logged in, they never have to log in again. And it's your clinic. It's pretty cool. So if you're tech savvy like this, I found a huge value in it. It just made it easy for our patients. Then there's limits and parameters you can set within those calendars to be like, listen, I don't want people canceling appointments. They want to cancel, they got to call us. We do that in our office because otherwise people will cancel. They can reschedule though. We allow the reschedule one where they can just drag and drop. They move it from Tuesday to Wednesday. Boom. Tuesday, 2:30, can't make it. Kids are got to pick up the kids early, whatever it is. They move it to Wednesday. So these are cool little things that you can do. Let's talk about other ways we can get our calendars going. And this can be through our ads that we're running. This is a huge debate. Do we run an automation ad where people click on our ad, give us their information, and then on the next follow-up text that they get, it's like, hey, book an appointment. Here's our calendar. Some doctors like it. Some doctors hate it because of no-show rate. What, Dr. D, save us the time. What's the best? It really depends on your area. If you're in a metro area, high dense area, like you're in the Pittsburgh area, you're in the Tampa area, you're in the Bay area, you're in Seattle, you're going to see your no-show rate be higher. And you may actually see your lead conversion or lead absorption rate be higher, where you get more leads from your ads. That's kind of neat. So, and that can end up with a no-show rate. So here's what I do. I do not allow them to book in our calendar. What we do is we stop the calendar thing. And we call them. So they get a couple texts, they get an email, and we get triggered to do a manual call. And that call goes directly from our office. We got to take some control on this. Then there could be a lot of voicemails and no contact where they're put into another sequence of just blasting them with text. Now our objection is, listen, you gave us all your information. Now you're not even answering the phone or the email. What are we supposed to do? Those are the only two pieces of information you gave us, was your cell number and your email address. We've tried to contact you at both. We don't tell them this. This is what's going through us. We're going to put you in this crazy email sequence and this crazy text sequence. We want you to say stop and we want you to unsubscribe. That's the goal here without being offensive. So what we're doing there is saying, hey, you were interested in that promo last week. Are you still interested? Hey, is there any times I can help you with to come in and take advantage of this promo? Hey, this promo is a limited time offer. It's running out. One last chance to book in. Hey, this is expiring. If you need us at any time, this normally is $200 to come on in for a full exam. You can use that at any time, call us at any time. This is our direct number. It was great contacting you. And then, you know, and these can happen over days, over a couple weeks, but the email sequence is going to keep going. It's just going to go for months. And then at the end of that sequence, they are put into our newsletter, our automatic clinic newsletter. So now they're going to be part of all other emails that we send out. So they're never really lost. That's where you need to spend your time. So you guys are saying, well, Enrico, listen, this podcast completely went sideways. You're going to tell us exactly how to book on the calendar. And now you're saying, don't even use calendars. Well, I'm telling you what I do, you know, do what I say, not what I do. I hate that. I'm like, built a pretty solid business here that can be replicated by almost anybody. And that's what I have to offer to my profession is that. So I'm just going to tell you what we do and what works and save you the hassle. That's it. Remember, I always give this analogy and my coach did this, Dr. Sean. He always said that you can walk, you can ride a bike, you can get in a car, you can go in a jet plane. It's just the matter of the amount of commitment and the amount of level of cooperation that you want to put into this to get you from point A to point B faster. We all are walking in the trenches. We do this as professionals in our business. We're digging trenches. We walk the trenches. We make sure the ammunition's there and we get ready for war every single day. It's a battle, right? That's what business is all about. And then putting out fires and grenades going off, that's how I describe being an entrepreneur. People are like, whoa, what the hell do you do for a life? A lot. There's grenades, there's bombs, it feels like World War II. So that's what we do. Or you can get in a car or a tank and start scoping the area slowly and you'll get to point B a little bit faster, right? Or get in a high-speed car or just get on a freaking helicopter and get there, right? Or jet. Those are your options. That's how things work. So right now, what we're doing on podcasts and everything is you guys are walking. You're getting information and you're going to apply it to your business. You're going to be, I'm going to try what Enrico said. I'm going to try and add a calendar to my bookings, or I'm going to try and call Trackstat and get this on and see how this does with my conversions, with my retention, with my no-shows, with my reschedules, my cancellations. Does it improve it? We noticed when we went to SCED a few years ago that our cancellations went down a little bit because we had that feature where they had to call to cancel and our reschedule stayed the same. Maybe it got a little bit busier with rescheduling, but it maintained it. We'd rather somebody reschedule than cancel for sure, right? I'd rather see you on Thursday rather than you cancel today on Tuesday and then we forget to follow up with you for 3 weeks. That happens all the time. Even as good as we are in practice right now, people fall through the cracks. We're like, where's Judy? They're like, Judy who? We go through, I'm like, Judy, this Judy, she's a new patient. Like she came in like 9 times. She signed a 24 visit care plan. Like, oh, she hasn't been in for 2 months. I'm like, what the, where did 8 weeks go? They're like, well, I don't know, 8 weeks went. I'm like, that is a leaky bucket. Let's fix it, right? War, put on the helmet and we're running through the trenches again. So that's business, right? And these little automations are fancy. Don't get fancy. Get technical with your practice. Make sure the things that you bring into your practice are technical, are concise, have a purpose, and you guys follow those systems and procedures. If you're just getting fancy, it's just fancy. It doesn't serve anybody or anything. It just kind of makes you feel fancy. It doesn't do anything. So that's my recommendation there. So when it comes to calendars, you can utilize these. So two ways to use your calendar. One, in the automation sequence, you allow people to book appointments. I say everyone should try this. If you're new to marketing and doing the digital stuff and you're starting to get leads and trying to maintain leads or build leads, I say test the booking system before you take my opinion for it and see what happens when people book appointments. Depending on what you're doing, let's say you're doing, I call them high volume leads and low volume leads. Low volume leads are like chiropractic. You're competing with the entire industry in your area for a chiropractor, right? So when you say, here, come on in for a $99 special, I don't care how sweet you make this, you're just competing with all the other chiropractors on Google. People can just search for the closest chiropractor and go to them. It's just the truth. Same thing with a dentist, same thing with anything else, unless you're doing something special, which you highlight, right? So forget that. Now, let's say you do high volume leads, which means something unique. that most other people don't do. We use red light in our office. So red light is unique. Not very many other chiropractors do this. So we that creates a lot of attraction. Those are advertisements that people are like, ooh, red light. They like it. So they respond to it. We get a lot more leads there. You also get a lot more no-shows because of the leads and everything. So we've created different systems to this. And still, with all of our testing, none of them can book an appointment. It just makes it busy. The ones that we did were neuropathy. When we did neuropathy, this was an older demographic, 50 plus, and we targeted them, and it actually generated quite a bit. We would allow, we wouldn't restrict the time. So we had a separate calendar. We used high level on high level, and we wouldn't restrict it. If somebody picked 3:30, somebody else could also pick 3:30, but we limited it to 2. And that worked well when we did have no shows. Never did we have 2 people actually show at the same time. But I knew it was about to happen. And we only ran that program for about 6 months. And then I had to turn it off for other reasons, personal reasons, on just my ethics and morals on neuropathy. And just knowing at that point, I'm like, even though I've been a doctor for a long time, I am not a neurologist. This is the patients were coming in smarter than me, and I didn't like it. That was a problem. They'd been everywhere. They knew everything about neuropathy. So there wasn't much I could teach them. And there wasn't much convincing that our program was going to be any, they knew it. Like they came in like, this sounds good, but I've tried a little bit of everything that you're talking about and didn't really notice much. And my last ditch was like, have you tried them all at the same time? And they're like, no, but that's a crock of pot right there. And you could see it. It was tough. And I'm a good closer. And that was really tough for me. So I'm still working on that and actually taking a lot more study in neuropathy so that I can come out guns a blazing. Cause I think we can help those people in chiropractic, which is great. And some of you do a great job. I learn a lot from you too, but that was a whole segue about that. But that was a great niche too, where we allowed 2 people to book at the same time. So a lot of things here. I know this is coming off the top of my head. You can see I'm not reading anything. I have no map, no nothing today, because the booking system is really preference and you have to test it. The point of my podcast and the point that I take time out of my life to do this for this profession is because I'm trying to save you time, because I wish I found people early in my career that saved me freaking goddamn time. And I'm very passionate about that, because once I found them later on, oh my word, things just fall into place a lot easier. They just save you the battles, and finding those people are great. And they influence me so much. I'm like, I want to be that influence for others. And I hope I am. That's the whole point there. So test it, try it. You might find the frustration, but some of you are in such cool places. We just opened up a satellite clinic in a place I do not know about. It's like walking into 1974. The people are all older demographic. They like write things down in their book, like with a pencil. Barely use their phones. They do. They have the phone. They come on in. They pay. Our fee is $70 out there per visit. They pay $70 cash. We take no insurance. And they just book their appointments. They don't care about like a plan or buying a 10 package or any. They just like 70. Okay, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And they just come every 2 weeks. And they leave their credit card and they just pay $70. Right? And you guys are like, well, that's how it's supposed to be. Great. But like clockwork. Like they just, we've just been open for 3 months, 4 months. And we've been just putting in new patients, and the growth is just continuous going up like a straight line every month, up, 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 up. I'm like, what is happening? Every new patient that comes in is sticking. I'm like, this is like the Bermuda Triangle. Like, what is going on right here? We're in a time warp. And because the value is there, because we just copied and pasted what we did. It's a suburb outside of Orlando, like in the middle of nowhere, folks. Like, I'm pretty sure it's where all the crazy stories happen, is like out there. Anyway, but the people are so cool. And they've been there their whole lives. It's just a weird spot. And it's not dense. It's not like Tampa Bay or Jacksonville or Miami. It's not like that. It's a smaller town outside of Orlando. Very cool. Very cool. And I'm still learning as I go out there about that area. I'm just intrigued about it. It's a completely different demographic. They respond to Facebook ads very differently because they're an older crew. The Facebook's not that captivating to them. They really don't care about it. So Google's the way to go out there. Google's been really responsive because people like chiropractor. And then they see us that we're new in the area. And they're like, oh, and there's not that many chiropractors. And they don't like the joint type style stuff. So it's like a win-win-win. And then once we say we do, you know, our functional medicine virtually out of Tampa, and we have red light and we do weight loss, they're like, what is happening? They're like raving. They're like, this is amazing. Like, we just invented I don't know, the car. And they're like, wow, there's cars? I'm like, yeah, we've had them for a long time in Tampa. Where the hell do you guys live? So anyways, it feels like that. Maybe for me as a foreigner, it's just a cool spot. So it depends on your demographic. I think if we did a calendar type event out there, they would book it, and the show rate would be 80%+. Like, I think we could do it out there. Like, here's the promo. Thanks for tuning in. What time works best for you? Boom, boom, boom. And I think they would show up. They would show up. It would be absolutely fantastic. So it depends where you are. So try it. That's the point of this podcast. Booking automation. Make it simple. There's stuff out there. My new frustration over the last 3 years has been how much more we spend in tech. Have you guys noticed that? Put your hand up if you notice that you have to audit your credit card every month because of all the subscriptions you're part of. You go through this thing and you're like, forget the Facebook and Google payment. That's marketing. But you've got Canva. You've got TrackStat. You've got ChiroTouch. You've got anti-theft software, anti-malware software. You've got your IT guy that backs up everything to the cloud every month. You know, $100, $100, $249, $279, $300, $200, $100. I'm like, hang on a second. 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, I didn't have any of this stuff. Like, why am I spending an extra $1,700 a month in tech? So be careful. Every little widget that you think is going to make your practice better, and you keep adding this stuff, it's absolutely nuts. So what we do for you guys, if you end up working for us, is we build your CRM in the background for you as we work together, and we coach and we build it directly for your clinic. And then if one day you're like, Enrico, this was great. I think I got this, man. I don't need you anymore, but I'll be part of a group and I love it. Whatever it is, you know, you say bye. We are like, hey, by the way, I'm going to send you an email and transfer your entire CRM under your account. I will no longer manage it. I want you to just take it over. And everyone's like, what? This is amazing. Yeah, all the marketing you did, all the ads that you did, it's all right there. We built the sequences, the automations, and they all say your clinic name, and they're signed by you, and they're your phone number. Like, you have to do nothing. So that's the value that we one-on-one, right? The jet plane. You work with Enrico, you're on a jet. You're going to get from point A to point B. You're going to make more money, see more people, do more things, and then have access to the jet plane. And you're like, yeah, I'm here, and I got all this built instead of working with people with cars. You see the difference? The digital media, once you turn it off, they turn it off. They take it all back. You don't have access to the platform anymore. You don't have access to your CRM. You don't have access to the automations. They're all gone. And then you're wondering how they did that. And then you go onto your ads manager and you try and duplicate the ads. The ads work. You're getting leads, but you didn't funnel them the same way. Make sense? So that's it. So try bookings. Try these widgets. Try these apps. And remember, holy smokes, how many ways are there to get bookings? The online booking system is the one I talked about. Use somebody reputable. Number two, Google My Business. Do not forget about Google My Business. You can create a booking thing in Google My Business. So appointment bookings directly from your Google listing. So when people click on your Google or your map, even in an organic search, the Google profile, they can directly book appointments in there. You can just use one of their free appointment booking systems and you'll get a direct message from Google. And if you have high level, it will pop up as a notification, as a message from in there, and you will see that, or any CRM. You would connect Google My Business to it. Social media, you could do this on Facebook. You say, book an appointment directly on your Facebook profile. Book an appointment. And it'll just create a DM system where you can automate with bots. That's kind of cool. Be like, oh, great, what time works for you? Great, somebody from our team will get back to you to confirm that. What's your name, phone number, and email? And many of them will give you the info because they want you to contact them. And it looks like it's coming directly from you. Perfect, we will get back. Thanks for that information. We will get back to you shortly. That's the end of it. Keep it simple, folks, right? Email marketing. You can have direct links in your emails that you send out on booking an appointment. We just sent out time for a spinal checkup. Boom. Out to, you know, 5,000 a list saying, hey, time for a spinal checkup. Click this button to book. You get a free scan. Come on in. Get rescanned for free. Get adjusted. Nice, right? Chatbots, automated reminders, mobile apps. You know, the only one I know of that's very good is Sked. And then CRM integration, that's what I just talked about as well, on how you do that. There you go. Lots of things to think about. But automate bookings, make your life easier, streamline your practice, and ask questions anytime you want. Keep doing what you're doing. You guys are all great. Have a fantastic week.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at EnricoD.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.